If you haven't got the guts to do this, then step aside.
I got the guts, sweetheart. Now cheer me on. What is with this rapture business? I hate the word rapture. I hate that word about as much as you older people hate this music. Hey, but don't worry. This is going to be short. 1 minute, 18 seconds. Yeah, probably somewhere around there. Rapture is one vowel away from being a rupture. Nobody I know is awaiting the rupture. Rapture is a Blondie song. Everybody knows that. It's something that happens when you smoke pot. It reminds me of a three-ring circus. What three-ring circus? The one that Christianity has turned this great event into. Millions of people flying away, planes crashing, cars careening off the road into the median strip. Forget it. McDonald's cashiers suddenly gone from in front of their cash registers? Oh, wait, what'd be the difference? Hey, I don't think so. Isn't that what Christianity believes? And if they believe it, and it is, then I guarantee it's wrong. Christians aren't even gonna get raptured, even if that was the word. They don't believe the Apostle Paul. They don't believe that Christ died for their sins. No. What do they believe in instead? Free will. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. No, this song can't be fading out yet. 1 minute, 18 seconds is over. Start it up again. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, sorry, you old people out there. Oh, my gosh. I'm almost done. 1 minute and 18 seconds more. I gotta wait for the drum part. Cue me. Cue me when the snare drum hits. I gotta finish this. They don't believe that Christ died for their sins. They believe in free will, that you have to take away your own sins by believing in Christ. The so-called rapture, you know, that was a secret. Remember I told you that? Paul's gospel is still a secret to millions of people. It's going to be a very small event. How many people come up missing every day in the U.S.? Somebody told me 5,000 people. You heard about it? No. Why? There aren't that many people in the body of Christ, folks. I'm not saying that everyone's not going to be saved. I'm just saying that there's not many people in the body of Christ. It's going to be a small, quiet event. Because Christianity thinks it's gonna be loud. Find out what they believe and believe the opposite. Hey, the word harpazo, that's the Greek word we're looking for here. That's the word that was translated rapture in the King James Version. It's a wrong word. No, not again.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Start it up. Forget about it.
Start.
Where are we going?
What time is it?
Can I have a glass of water, please?
There we go. I'm sorry, folks. This is the last installment. The word harpazo is the Greek word translated rapture, King James, NASB. Forget it! The word should be translated snatch. That's the way the Concordant Literal New Testament has. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Thereupon we, the living who are surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. This gives us a great picture. Why? In John 10:12, the word is used to describe a wolf that snatches away a sheep. To snatch means to seize with a sudden grasp. Hey, you think we're hungry for Christ? No, he's hungry for us. He's coming to snatch us away. Not because he's here to get us out of trouble, but because he loves us. He's coming to get us, and he can't wait. He's hungry. And he is desirous for his body. He's more anxious to see you than you are to see him. I'm not kidding you. That's right. It's his hunger. He's hungry like a wolf, and he's coming for you. That's the fact. He's the benevolent wolf, and I am Martin Zenner.